I'm Hillsborough County Sheriff Chad Cronister, and if you don't listen to Knockout Radio, you may just find yourself in one of my jails.
So I was going to say, when we came back, over under when we're going to hit $5 per gallon, but then it ended with, in California, it's already six.
Yeah. Man, that's crazy.
We won't be riding the limo to Miami much longer. Not at $6 a gallon.
I mean, they got to force everybody to go electric, right? I mean, that's what the plan is.
That was...
What was that?
Buy Tesla.
Yeah, Tesla.
Buy some Tesla stock. This gas prices keep going up.
Man. How often do you have to stop and recharge in that thing?
Now, I think it's like 600 miles.
Oh, is it that much?
Yeah.
That's better than the limo. We got to stop more than that, just driving to Miami.
And I think if you run out, they have like a power generator that you can like as a backup. So you don't actually...
I saw
a YouTube video of somebody that their car died.
I think a lot of those people make their own.
Oh, do they?
Carry with them, yeah.
It's pretty amazing.
But it's like 30 minutes to charge it up, and there's a lot of those ports, like a lot of them now. So,
but I would hate to like go somewhere like far, like drive to Philadelphia or drive to Vegas, and you have to stop like every 2 hours.
We have to stop that far anyway to get gas or pee or.
Yeah. You don't?
Oh, of course you do.
I've driven straight up.
You're not driving 400 miles straight through without stopping.
I would have to stop to watch The Ultimate Fight. No, you can watch it on your phone.
Yeah.
You know, like I did last night. All right. So it is 3 o'clock Eastern, 12 o'clock on the left coast, and it's time for our weekly Ultimate Fighter segment. So let's welcome to the program Juliana Miller. Hey, JJ, how are you?
I'm doing great. How you doing?
We are all doing fine. Let's get right into it. Where are we in filming? We know that it's all completed, but as of last night's episode, where are we in filming? How long have you been in the house?
We have been in the house about 3 weeks now and filming. And back to training already by now, prepping for the next fight.
Does it feel like 3 weeks? Does it feel like more? Or does it feel like less?
It feels like way more. Time seems to move very slowly in the Ultimate Fighter house. As many of you may know, we're not allowed phones, computers, no music. There is zero connection to the outside world.
What do you done? What have you done up through last night's episode, you know, to entertain, to kind of keep your mind off of, you know, the task at hand, you know, which is upcoming fights or the fight that we're about to talk about that we saw last night?
I am completely baffled that y'all did not see how often I play with nunchucks. I had these red puffy nunchucks, and once or twice a day I would go out back and I would swing them around and play with them. This was a good way for me to say my affirmations in my head while having a little fun. And just kind of getting a break from all those people in the house. There's just so much chaos all the time. That was one of my favorite ways to escape. Another thing is I would journal every day. I would take my time to go outside and do yoga. Breaths and meditation, really just a lot of mental focus.
Good stuff. What did you do to prep, to get prepared to go into the house? What was pre-Ultimate Fighter to get ready?
Pre-Ultimate Fighter, I was competing every weekend in jiu-jitsu tournaments. I was traveling all over the world. I had been to Oregon, Mexico City, Cancun. I was competing all the time. After my last loss with Claire, I realized it is very difficult to go from a COVID time where there's no audience to all of a sudden there's a ton of commotion and so much happening. So I really just wanted to get used to being in competition, being in that center stage with the lights, the camera, the action, all the energy that you feel walking in there. I just needed to get used to it. So I was doing jiu-jitsu competitions around the world.
Let's talk about one thing, you know, from last week's episode real quick, because I just want you to know right up front, I supported you. I agreed with what you did and said, because I've always talked about on this show that there is a difference between a training partner and a teammate. And, you know, we've talked to enough athletes, and, you know, when you're in the house, you've now met these people for 3 weeks. They're not teammates. You know, they're training partners right now. So I didn't have a problem with what you said, but I know that a lot of people have. I don't know if you want to talk about that. Would you do anything differently I hope not, but I'm curious if you would.
No, I would have been exactly the same. I assume that you're pertaining to my conversation with Bobby.
Yes.
Bobby is a married man. He didn't talk about his wife in any of the entrance videos, and he loved to hang out with the Team Nunez women all the time. Every morning, he would spend these three-hour conversations and little side meetings. Even Zach said it in the snake box, where he would talk about how they're going to win the show. He would say emotional intelligence and give him all this coaching advice. And listen, I'm fighting these girls. I'm putting my heart and soul into these girls, and guess who's watching me train? Bobby. Bobby sits there and watches me train, and it made me uncomfortable. I was dealing with an injury. Obviously, he played favorites, and I get you can talk to who you want, but I didn't yell at him. I didn't scream. I wasn't obnoxious. I kindly asked if he would respect me enough to not have his morning meetings on the week that I'm fighting. As many of you know, as athletes, we cut weight, which is difficult. You're grumpy. You're hungry. You're exhausted. You're beaten up. And the last thing you want is the person watching you train best friends with the girl you're fighting. So I thought I spoke my mind respectfully. Obviously, Bobby didn't listen and did his own thing. I didn't complain about it. I didn't yell at him for it. I just decided he's going to make his own decisions. That being said, one of the first kicks thrown was to my injury. There's a lot of things that I still feel in disagreement with, but like you said before, we're strangers put into a house and slapped into a team. Loyalty doesn't mean something to everyone, clearly a married man. I'm big on loyalty. If that was my husband, I would feel really frustrated with how things were going. But it is what it is. People are love to say their hate towards me, but they didn't see it from my perspective. So it is.
And that's why I wanted to bring it up, and I wanted to say what, and both the guys that are getting ready to talk to you as well, will tell you that I've said things like this all the time, all the way back to the Ultimate Fighter 1, and so I did support, and I did agree with what you said, and I know that a lot of people have said negative stuff, so I just wanted you to know that there are some of us out there that understood and the positive portion of what you did do.
Well, thank you so much. I bet you're a great husband.
I hope my wife would say that, yes.
I bet she would.
So, Juju, I just want to say first.
Hold on real quick. Saturday is my 40th wedding anniversary, so yeah, I think we're doing okay.
Oh, I can already tell. She's the lucky one.
So my daughter was born in Brazil, so she
shares. I was going to throw you the softball.
She shares the same dual citizenship, dual culture, so she's a big fan of yours. My question goes back to the weight cut. You talk about the weight cut. We as Knockout Radio have been critical of pro fighters who miss weight. Some miss it by a short amount, some miss by an enormous amount. And we look at a stance as we're sitting next to Caleb Bednock, who's with a pro NFL player.
He's an offensive lineman. I'm sure that you have to get weight on a regular
basis.
Well, we
know that as a pro fighter, you have one job. Your one job is to make weight at the agreement of
the
contract.
Well, that's your first job.
But inside the house, what kind of distractions? I mean, I get it if you're in regular life and you're working construction and you're working to make your dream come true and you have a family and you're trying to make a dream. But to be in a house, like, what kind of distractions are keeping people from making weight and having to cut their hair off, within minutes of the deadline?
Well, I'm actually on Team Claire. Initially in my interviews, I was a little frustrated because I thought I was going to be unable to fight. However, they did not provide how they needed to for us to have a normal weight cut. The sauna was constantly broken. As you saw, she was sitting in that tiny little sauna. Those don't do the same as a full-body sauna. She didn't have a sauna. There was so many people cutting weight in the house that there was no hot water. So Claire had to deal with all these loopholes that we weren't prepared for, and she had to think of all these alternate ways to make weight. That being said, I also had to make weight. You know what I said? And knowing that we didn't have all these things, I basically starved myself for a week leading up to this fight, just to make sure that there would be no extra issues, and I lost the weight with food. Some people, their bodies don't function that way, and Claire hasn't missed weight before, and I'm so grateful and proud of her for making it. However, the distractions were, you don't have any of your normal routine. You don't have your coach. You don't have your saunas you're used to, and you're incapable of reaching out to people for extra help. You have no phone and no way to contact them. So in this sense, Claire got really, really, really close. It wasn't like she was 10 pounds over. I probably would have cried. But I just feel it's a little bit difficult in the house, and Claire did a great job making weight. She's a big girl, you know. She walked in there just under 150. I walked in that cage 132 pounds, so there's quite a difference. She's just a strong athlete, and most of that is muscle, I would say.
Well, at least now I understand why I don't lose weight, because I don't have lack of food. I don't stop eating. So at least now I know what my problem
or
is.
Or sauna. Or discipline.
Yeah.
Discipline. When you also, why we struggle with the headache, with the heavyweights. They were eating 2 ribeyes a day, and we're like 5 bites of salad. Motherfucker.
When you
well, she didn't say that. She said trucker.
She said trucker.
She's a big truck fan.
Oh, yeah, big trucker. So, like, when you go through all that to make weight, do you feel that you're ever at 100% in the octagon? Do you think that however many hours you have from your weigh-in to your fight, that you can refuel enough?
For my weight cut this time, personally, yes. For Claire's weight cut, no. I do not feel she was at 100%. She started her weight cut the day before. She was dehydrated for over 12 hours at least. This is very hard to recover from, and this is why I like to do the weight cut more with food. I think dehydration really drains you down. That being said, for some reason, all of us do it, and it's just part of the sport.
Ultimate Fighter on ESPN Plus. We're talking to Juliana Miller. I'm curious, are you sitting or standing right now?
I'm standing. My little puppy, Russ, is outside, so I'm walking around with him in the grass.
All right, just because that was my that might be my favorite one clip, and I hope this isn't saying it wrong. When you stood between rounds 2 and 3, I thought that was the ultimate, what words can I say on FCC?
Badass move. Bad,
well, I don't know if we can say ass. Yeah. So, all right, that was the ultimate badass move.
Thank you so much. I at that point, I realized it was a battle of wills, and I wanted that as bad as I wanted to breathe, to be honest with you, and I was willing to go through whatever storm it took to get there, and when I saw her be a little tired, it just pumped me up and gave me what I needed to go out there and lay it all on the line. I think that's a beautiful part of what we do, is heart really shows in there, and for those people who have dealt with struggles in their life, you know, personally, I've dealt with dyslexia, depression, anxiety, OCD, all kinds of things that people say I shouldn't be at the top level. However, if you work on your mind and grow your mind strong enough, the rest will lay itself out in a golden path for you. So for anyone out there, keep your heart and keep your will and don't give up. The only way you can fail is if when you're knocked down, you don't stand up again. I've been knocked down 1,000 times, and this one I decided I'm not going to stay down, that I'm going to get up and take what I deserve.
Or you certainly did that, and my question just before we go is, how close was that Kimura? I mean, was she going to tap, or was she just going to let you break her arm, or did it, you know, because it looked like it was over at that point.
I would have had to break it. I'm baffled that she did not submit to that. I honestly thought that her arm was going to break, and she did so good at rolling through. It was pretty damn close, but that's one thing that I love about Claire Guthrie and her heart and soul in that cage is you will have to break her arm to stop her. And honestly, she would probably still keep fighting with a broken arm. That is how tough of a woman she is. And 100%, I tried to break it. I thought it was going to break, and she willed her way out just like me. She has heart.
I do want to thank Forrest Griffin for saying, no, don't break it. Don't break it. I'm just saying.
And I think she's tougher than most of the NFL guys. I mean, those guys aren't going to play through broken arms, are they?
Yes, name is Alex Kappa. Finally, what was it like, you know, and again, I know it's reality TV, so I don't know what was set up and what was made up and whatever. But, you know, when you came back out after the fight and sat down and talked to Dana, and what was that like?
It was really cool to see that he was excited again. A lot of the fights that I had seen in the stands, he was on his phone, and clearly he's seen a lot of fights, but to spark something in his heart that made him realize that's why he does this show is why I fight. I am a very emotional fighter. I think that's why I have a lot of haters amidst a ton of fans. Is that I'm very real and vulnerable out there. I pour my heart out, and for somebody to be able to see that heart, for Dana White to tell me that this is why he puts on the show, I was just really grateful for the opportunity to make him believe in this and want another season. I mean, this is an incredibly important opportunity for upcoming athletes, and I am so grateful. I'm glad that I could give back a little spark to him for what it's worth.
And not just to him, to everybody. That fight was incredible. I don't go back and watch fights often. I went back and I've already watched it more than one time, and I'm sure that I will watch it again. Juliana, thank you very much for your time. I know we have your address. We're going to send you a care package from 8 Man Strong, as well as a box of really cool socks from Odd Sock Official for coming on.
Thank you so much. And how'd you know I love socks? I have a sock collection. I feel like the luckiest girl in the world right now.
Well, then let's go one step further. Go to their website. It's oddsockofficial.com. And write down, tell me which ones you want. So I won't let them just send a box. I'll have them send a box of the ones that you tell me you like. And I'll text you my number, you know, after the show today so you have it. And you can let me know what socks you want.
Oh, my gosh. I'm jumping up and down in excitement right now. Thank you. And I hope you all have an amazing day.
Yeah, you as well. We'll talk to you again really, really soon.
Great
that is
fight. Great job.
It was.
Fantastic.
Ultimate Fighter, available ESPN+. Can't wait till next week. I don't even get to see it. I don't know anything about it till Monday. But so far, the fights have been getting better and better. Last night, one of the best fights I've seen in a long time. All right, we are way over. Let's hit this break real quick. When we come back, the newest BKFC athlete, John Dotson, when we return.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Tyler Anderson from the Chicago Blackhawks, and you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
E-Tech e-bikes provides the best in quality, technology, innovation, power, and luxury. Eco-friendly, foldable, and powered by Baofeng Motors, Shimano Brakes, Tesla, and Samsung batteries, E-Tech bikes are ideal for commuting, recreation, mountain, or sport use. Built for optimal power and energy efficiency, E-Tech e-bikes have up to 100-mile range and speeds up to 30 miles per hour. Use our discount code 100OFF today at etechbikes.com. That's E-T-E-K bikes.com.
Calling all Rocky Balboa fans, check out the sock collection available at oddsocksofficial.com. If you're a Breaking Bad fan or WWE or South Park, check out the sock collection available at oddsocksofficial.com. Scarface, Godfather, Back to the Future, and Jaws, and many others available at oddsocksofficial.com. Double Dare, SpongeBob, Street Fighter, and did I mention Rocky Balboa? All available at oddsocksofficial.com. That's odd, S-O-X, official.com. If you can't find a pair to wear, then why do you have feet?
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Sean Salisbury with ESPN, talking sports with Randy Harris.
We are back. This is Knockout Radio, coming to you live from Puerto Beach.
ESPN Plus, by the way, for the Ultimate Fighter.
I watched that, didn't you?
I know. I was shocked. I was shocked.
And you gave me homework, and I did it.
I think I offended Caleb. Because, you know, I sent you guys both a text, and he's like, no, I'll take care of it. I go, no, I wasn't talking about you. I was talking about Mr. Useless, who definitely won't. And you did.
Yeah.
What'd you think of it? What'd you think of the episode?
I actually thought it was very good. I like the fact, I mean, Claire's from Denver. She trains at the Team Elevation up there. Obviously, I'm from Denver. That's where I lived for 6 years. So
for those people that don't know, she had to cut off her hair.
Yeah, she cut her hair off. I mean, the sacrifice these athletes make to make the goal to keep their dream alive, and it felt like what started the Ultimate Fighter in the very beginning. It had the same feel to it yesterday. Even had Forrest Griffin sitting ringside.
Well, he's been side. See, if you would have watched all the other episodes this season, you'd know that Forrest is the main guy.
I saw him at the Apex. He was my valet.
Yeah. So nobody was messing with the scales, right, on this one?
I didn't see it. No, and it looked like it was pretty legit.
It was real legit. And the fight, and we briefly talked about it. She stood between rounds 2 and 3.
But I agree. I think Claire was gassed out. Her weight to cut was too much. And
sure,
I think
it is.
All the glycogen burned up in the second round, and you could see she was winded.
Why do you wait? Why do they wait until 2 days before?
Because they think they have this advantage. If they can bulk up and be as big as possible, then cut down to a smaller weight class, they have an advantage in the fight. That's what Mike Chiesa did at 155. That was his big advantage, just how tall and big he is. He could just manhandle Diego Sanchez at 155 because he's a smaller guy.
Except
until you start getting knocked out because you're too tired. So it's a double-edged sword, man. I get why they do it, but it's for me, it's like fight closer to your weight.
Right.
The ones who are the most successful are the ones who fight close to their weight.
For sure.
Usman. He doesn't have to cut. He's bigger than 175 or whatever. Yeah, that's he fights at 175, right? 170?
170.
Yeah. He's probably walks around about 190. Yeah. But that's not a lot. You know,
right.
To get down to Izzy is his weight. He weighs 180 pounds walking around, and so they're having the most success right now.
And I know that you young people, and I'm talking to you, Caleb. You young, because you're old, by the way.
I'm not old.
Yeah, you are.
Only 45.
Yeah, that's old. You young people don't think of 30 years from now, 40 years from now. So these fighters that are doing this to themselves and cutting weight and losing Johnny Hendricks 40 pounds, you know, and it's going to come back to haunt you when all of a sudden you're 40, you're 50, you're 60.
Oh, sure. Of course. Yeah. Because here's the thing. But, like Michael Clayton tells me, he's like, I'm never going to be in the same kind of condition I was when I was playing at the highest level in the NFL. He's like, the workouts, the intensity, the conditioning. He's like, so for the rest of his life, he's always going to have to monitor it through fitness and through nutrition so he doesn't just gain weight year after year after year.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's never going to be able to perform at that high of a level ever again.
What do you think will happen when Tito Ortiz finds the people that broke into his house?
Oh, did you hear about that? House?
Somebody broke into his house, stole and ransacked the house.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Honestly, he should do nothing because we see how it is for NFL
for
MMA
Kane.
Legends.
Yeah, yeah, for Kane.
When they kind of do their justice, unless you're, what's a Big Mouth? The tall guy from Texas. Oh, man. Who keeps rescuing people.
Do I?
What?
The UFC fighter.
Oh, Derek Lewis.
No. Never mind, guys. The one that just jumps in cars when they're burning, pulling people out.
Oh, okay. Holland. Kevin Holland.
Yeah, Kevin Holland.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right. Well, Derek Lewis has chased down people that, I guess, tried to break into his truck or something, right?
Wow. Yeah, that's a scary sign.
No, that was, and then Clay Guida's truck I broke into. Yeah, but they never found out who did it.
Oh, I didn't know somebody broke. I didn't know Clay has the RV.
Yeah, he has like the Bronco or some old classic.
The RV is.
I want a Bronco.
Hey, just let me know. I know how to make phone calls.
Yeah,
you know, it's my side gig.
Call OJ?
Yeah. what do you know about TNK Boxing, the big event that's coming up on the 17th?
I know that my boy DJ Tony is going to be on the ones and twos, and that means I'm going to be there backstage.
What's ones and twos mean?
It's on the turntables, Dub. Oh, okay. I was going to be a DJ. I was being like, I just left my band, band Sabotaged, and now I'm a DJ, and I co-DJ with DJ Tony.
Well, this boxing event is all part of the Boxing Hall of Fame annual event. I neglected to go when my boy Tyrone Booz went in.
Oh, you should have gone.
Yeah, I should have. TB.
Well, you got
Tyrone Booz, former cruiserweight champion of the world from Hartford, Connecticut. We were very tight. I went with him when he attempted to defend his title and lost in Hamburg, Germany. He used to always say, I could beat any MMA fighter. I said, Tyrone, you don't, well, T. I'd say, T, you don't understand. This is different.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm from the streets. Believe me. He trained one time. And he's like, this is a whole new level.
Yeah,
this is nothing like boxing.
I think the only division where you could probably see a heavyweight, where you can see somebody go from boxing to the UFC and have more success than not, would be heavyweight, because there's not as much ground stuff. Now it's changing. With Aspinall and John Jones coming in.
Right.
Nagano just won on the ground against Gagne with a busted knee.
I know. That's
crazy.
I'm saying that it's changing now, but for the most part, the heavyweight division was just swingers.
Sure.
Those guys are going out there to go throw hands.
Before we make a call out to Dave Manley, did you hear or see what Michael Bisping said?
What did he say?
So Michael Bisping said, give him, I think it was 6 weeks, I don't remember, with LeBron James, and he could have LeBron James beat Colby Covington.
He's that's so disrespectful.
It is. Well, it's. I said, as much as I like Bisping, it's ridiculous.
That's so disrespectful.
It's.
Wait a second. He said he could make LeBron James beat Covington?
Yeah.
I take that. I take that bet.
I wouldn't.
I mean, LeBron's a freak of nature.
He's 6'8",
240. He's a monster. He's the athleticism.
So he's way, way bigger.
Crazy. Height, reach, power, athleticism.
But LeBron could not get his ground game good enough in 6 weeks to stop Colby Covington.
I would take
he
that
would
bet.
Get on his back and choke him out.
I take that bet. Against
now,
an average player.
If LeBron catches Colby, can he knock him out? Yeah, he probably got enough power and athleticism to do that. But that's
I would say from an athletic standpoint, I would say boxing is probably the number one sport that requires the most cardiovascular work. But NBA basketball has got to be second or third. I mean, the running and
size. Not more than fighting.
I don't know.
Not more
to be
than
that
hockey?
Big.
How about hockey?
Yeah, but that's only for a minute at a time.
Yeah, and then 2 minutes later, they're back out there.
Yeah, but they're resting.
Soccer players?
Soccer, but they don't run if they don't have the ball.
Yes, they do. What are you talking about?
See, now do you see what I've put up with?
They run miles every day.
I know.
A midfielder's averaging like 9 miles a game and running. Like, that's crazy.
All right, perfect timing. Let's hit a break. When we come back, we'll talk bobbleheads with the big bobblehead. And I'm turning your mic off, Bobble, so you can't talk at all.
Not true.
This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Sun. We'll be right back.
Those are lies. What I was doing. I didn't want to lose it to go.
Oh, I met wonder. This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Victor Williams from King of Queens, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
How would you like to be like Jorge Masvidal, Dustin Poirier, Daniel Cormier, Joe Rogan, me, and many, many others? You could also own an amazing painting from Ross Bain's Art. Ross paints original canvas art, including custom commission work. There is nothing Ross Bain's can't paint. Ross was commissioned to paint the Masvidal flying knee mural on the ATT gym wall as well. Hang a painting in your house or office of your favorite athlete, actor, pet, family, sunset, you get the idea. Check out his amazing talent on the online store at rossbainesart.bigcartel.com and join the Ross Baines Art owner family. Follow Ross today on Twitter at rossbainesart.
Calling all Rocky Balboa fans, check out the sock collection available at oddsocksofficial.com. If you're a Breaking Bad fan or WWE or South Park, check out the sock collection available at oddsocksofficial.com. Scarface, Godfather, Back to the Future, and Jaws, and many others available at oddsocksofficial.com. Double Dare, SpongeBob, Street Fighter, and did I mention Rocky Balboa? All available at oddsocksofficial.com. That's oddsoxofficial.com. If you can't find a pair to wear, then why do you have feet?
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Cabbage from the UFC, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
What a great song. The Devil Went Down to Georgia.
Oh, yeah.
I was looking for a soul to steal.
Would that be forbidden today? Can't like talk like that on the radio anymore.
What, about the devil?
Yeah, I can't talk about the devil and stealing souls. And
I told my grandkids that, you know, the devil really did go to Georgia. And they're like, no, he didn't. The devil didn't go to Georgia. I should have said, who says the devil's a he?
Although Sugar Sean O'Malley, he did say that he's out there collecting souls.
I saw, I think it was a stand-up comedian or something. And he said, why do people have gender reveals when the child hasn't told you what gender they're going to be yet?
That's true. Yeah, very funny. I wished I would have thought that. I was at the Bucks today. We still really haven't talked much about camp. And one of the guys overheard we were talking about movies. And I said, I really don't watch movies, blah, 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 blah. I know I can't say blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
But for those people that don't know, I can't tell you what blah, 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 blah means. And I said that, you know, I've seen probably 90% of Mark Wahlberg's movies. And he said that he met him in a restaurant, and he did their child's gender reveal for him.
Oh.
And somebody's like, oh, they did it on Cameo? He's like, no, I met him in a restaurant. I asked him. He said, yeah, sure. And he did, but you're right.
That's cool.
How does the baby know before it's born what their gender is? Exactly. I like it. I like it. Interesting. Have you seen the John McCarthy bobblehead?
I did see it. That's awesome.
Talks? I wonder who...
The bobblehead talks?
Yeah.
What's the fascination there? Like, that's a... I don't...
Of the bobblehead?
Yeah, like when did it
bobbleheads in general or these bobbleheads?
In general.
When I used to have an office, when Kate, who I was talking to you about off the air, when we had a big title sponsor and they gave us a big studio, I had 100 bobbleheads.
Yeah.
You know, all on walls and stuff. It was cool. Now they're in boxes and garages.
So you guys have bobbleheads. And what did the bobblehead cost at a baseball game? $30?
Yeah, 30, 40, 50.
Okay. We have our version of bobbleheads. It's these artists, or big ones called Kaws, and they're these figurines. They range from, I don't know, 2 feet to like 4 feet, 5 feet. Guess how much those cost?
Thousands.
Hundreds of thousands.
Yeah, I saw the couple in the, you went with me when we went to that vintage store at Caesars.
Oh, yeah.
He has a couple of them. I forget his name, Jay, who I... Kind of, we did some stuff. He came to a UFC. We're going to be doing some more stuff with him. Mm-hmm. But the difference of most bobbleheads, and I want to get this out before Dave comes on the line, is I call these figurines. Mm. That's how good quality. I mean, I like the box almost as much, if not more, than the figurine slash bobblehead.
Yeah, the box is cool.
It's unbelievable. Great. Oh, all right, no more talking good stuff, because on the line with us right now is MMA bobblehead Dave Manley. Dave, how are you?
Randy, great to see you, man. Naked Pizza Man.
What's up? What's up, Dave?
All right, this interview's over. No Naked Pizza Man. I told you that, Dave.
What's happening?
Well, let's start with, you know, this came out of left field. I didn't even know. I didn't hear. I didn't see. And all of a sudden, I see a talking Big John McCarthy.
I mean, you know what, Randy? I've been working on I wanted to get, you know, the bobbleheads are awesome, and I try to outdo myself every single time. But I thought, wouldn't it be cool? I've seen a couple audio bobbleheads out there, but there has never been an MMA audio bobblehead out there. And some of these athletes and personalities are known for saying, like, iconic stuff, like John McCarthy and Let's Get It On. So I thought, can I do it? Can I put a chip inside the bass and make it sound like legit? And so it took a long time. And finally, after many, many different tries, you know, holding the speaker in there, making the, you know, getting the chip solid, and then obviously having John do the voiceovers and having it sound like John, it, you know, got accomplished. And I'm so proud of this one, the first MMA audio bobblehead.
I think the only thing possible that you could have done to make this bobblehead even better is Big John says, "Let's get it on," and then Mills Lane says, "No. Let's get it on." And then Big John comes back and says, "Let's get it on." That would have been tremendous.
How about if I got Marvin Gaye to get in there and say, "Let's get
it on"? There you go. That might be the impossible, but okay. How long was the process on this one? Was it the same length? Was it longer because of the audio?
You're not going to believe this, but I started talking to John McCarthy about 3 years ago about this. And it was one of these things that were, you know, I just couldn't do it. And then I'd put it off to the side, and then, because chips were so expensive back then, they're still expensive now, but it just wasn't affordable. I didn't know how to do the engineering. Every time I tried it, the speaker would come loose. I'm thinking, here I am shipping Australia, New York, all around the world, whatever, and I can't have it land on people's doorsteps and the speaker be busted or whatever. So it was a long process. I would say from start to finish, from talking to John about the idea, it was about 3 years, to be honest with you.
And I hate to keep asking questions about time and length and process and what goes into it, but, you know, talk to me about my second favorite thing involved. Well, my third, because you're my favorite part of MMA bobblehead. Then the figurine bobblehead itself would be number two. But coming in a close third is the box, because, and I've always said this to you from the very beginning, the box is a display piece as well.
You know what, Randy? I have this great graphic designer that I work with, Dave Fretz, and it is like we go into a war room to come up with ideas for the athlete, or in this case, John McCarthy. I want to present a box that is very unique, but most importantly, I want to present a box that says the fighter or athlete, or in this case, John McCarthy, that it screams who they are and what they're all about. So this one was actually easy because John and John's wife told me that Bellator took a photo of John in a suit that they really, really love and that doesn't get used much. When they sent me the photo of John in the suit, I thought, you know what? He looks like the Godfather in this photo. So I'm going to, you know, do a little play on the font and make it look like kind of a Godfather poster a little bit. And that's how this box came about. But yes, Randy, the boxes are as important to me as the bobbleheads themselves.
How, I already know the answer to this. You've already started. I was going to say, when do you start, you know, looking at thinking about who you want to do next? But I'm sure that process has already started.
Oh my gosh, Randy. I have like four right now that I'm working on in the pipeline, but you know, the hardest thing, and I know I've talked to you guys about this, and it's the business aspect of doing this, because although I love them and I'm a hardcore, you're a hardcore, Naked Pizza Man's a hardcore, and we all love these things, at the end of the day, I'm taking dollars for a product, and there needs to be an equitable cut, right? There needs to be a payout, and I understand that. It's business. But what a lot of the athletes don't understand is how much these costs to make and how much they generate. So the hardest part for me, Randy, is getting these guys just to say yes. A lot of these fighters, I'll make the coolest thing of them. Like, I'm thinking of a couple fighters right now that I wanted to find them so bad that I just went ahead and made the bobblehead on the front end just to show them, because I don't want to take a chance that they don't envision it like I envision it. I can't rely on their creativity, right? So I want to make it for them so they see how cool it can be. I'll present it to them, and if they don't get $1 million, it's the deal's off the table. And you know, it's like, hey, this, if we sold out on every single one, I won't even make a quarter of that. I'm just using $1 million as an example, but
sure,
you know, whatever number. And you know, they just don't see it. It's either all or nothing. And like, it's hard for me sometimes, Randy, because it's like I can't wrap my brain around somebody making something so unique that nobody else is going to make. There's no lineup of people that want to make like something super cool for you out there. Or else it would have been done, because you're already a superstar. You're already retired, you know, 3-4 years, and you're a huge superstar. So where is it already? So, you know, when they say no to me on this because the money is just so ridiculous, it boggles my mind. But it boggles my mind less and less, Randy, as time goes by, especially you know, when I make something, you know, really cool. I can't understand it.
There's a particular MMA fighter that I was told that who's the big memorabilia, and they do all the clothing. I think they're down in Miami. I think it's Fanatics. Made a proposal to said MMA fighter, and said MMA fighter's eyes lit up when they said $15,000. And said fighter probably doesn't sign for under, I'm going to say, $500,000 now. So he was so grateful for the fee, but now, do what?
I was going to say, sorry to interrupt, Randy. I got plenty of those stories. I got plenty. Randy, you see my lineup of the bobbleheads, the people that I work with, man. I mean, these are legit superstars. The amount of money that generates from these bobbleheads compared to what they're used to making with corporate sponsorships, it's peanuts. It's nothing. So, right, you know, on the flip side of the coin of what I just talked about, how my mind is boggled how they say no, I'm very, very grateful for the fighters who appreciate and understand what this is, and no one else is making it and all that stuff, and they do say yes. There's been several times where, you know, I'm going to give you an example right now, like Dustin Poirier. Dustin Poirier is a superstar, right? And when I started making Dustin Poirier, he's already, you know, in talks for fighting Conor for the second time. He's a legit star. So when I'm talking to him about, you know, the business side of things, he sent me to his you know, agent or whoever represents him, and the money just isn't there. But you know what? Dustin sees how cool this is, and he called me back. He's like, you know what? I get that you know, the money is probably not that great, but I want this done. So let's get it done. And I think this is going to be cool. And those are the types of guys that I'm looking for, because like I tell every single fighter, the first time I talk to him about making these, no one's retiring off this. No one's getting rich. But I will make the coolest thing ever that's ever been made of you.
The figurine definitely is outstanding. I'm trying to think how to word this without you thinking I'm trying to find out how much money. But because I'm not interested in the money aspect. I'm interested in what one has sold out, or which one is the hardest to acquire.
You mean which athlete is the hardest to acquire?
No, of the ones that you've made, of the bobbleheads / figurines that sit in my studio.
Yeah.
Which is the either is totally sold out, or the one that is the hardest to obtain?
The hardest to acquire is the autographed Dan Henderson or the autographed Chuck Liddell. That's very, very difficult to acquire because we only signed 100. That's it. And those sold out right away a long time ago. You can't even find them on the secondary market. Or if they are, they're just really, really expensive. It's ridiculous how expensive they are. Bruce Buffer is third. And you can't really find an autographed bobblehead of Bruce. And Joanna has sold out. Jorge Masvidal, obviously, he sold out. So yeah, some of these, you know, they're turning into collector's items as time goes by, which is really cool.
No, for sure. And luckily, you probably had somebody who suggested things like autographs and numbers and stuff like that.
Randy, listen, I forever am in your debt because, you know, the first or second time you ever had me on your show, you gave me the idea, hey, why don't you number them? And it's like, I'm such an idiot, Randy. You know, it's like I go into this thing eyes wide open. I just want to do great art. I don't know about collectability or what makes things more scarce or, you know, more collectible. And I really appreciate, you know, friends like you, Randy, who give me ideas like that. It's like, hey, dummy, make number them, you know, put a certificate of authenticity on them. I'm like, oh, yeah.
But that's a good idea.
Randy, thank you for that idea.
Absolutely. Where can people reach out? How can they purchase Big John before it's too late and they can't get it?
MMA Bobblehead on all my socials, and MMABobblehead.com is the website. I just built a new website, Randy. I put up a ton of behind-the-scenes photos because one of the things about this business, Randy, is not only do I get to make cool bobbleheads of these guys, but I get to hang out with these guys, Randy, and collaborate with them. And then, you know, I go to their homes or I go to their gyms and we hang out for the day. And it's like I'm an old guy. But still, when you see your athlete, you know, heroes in person and that you've been working with and you watch fight all the time, it's amazing. So I take, you know, some behind-the-scenes photos of all that stuff. So go to the website and check that out.
So there's photos when you went to Cowboys Ranch?
Oh, yeah. There should be. Oh, that was awesome. Yeah, I got to go to Cowboys Ranch, spent the day at the BMF Ranch, it's a dream come true for any MMA fan, but especially any Cowboys Cerrone fan. It was awesome.
Very good stuff. Dave, as always, thank you very much. Thank you for my collectible figurine that is now in my studio, and we will talk again very, very soon.
Thanks for having me on, Randy. I appreciate it. I'll talk to you soon. Naked Pizza.
See, he's just like Matt. He likes to stick that dig in. He knows that it bothers me, so he does it again.
I just want the one-of-one Naked Pizza Man figurine. That's all I want. Red mohawk and all.
I'll bring a couple next week so you can see. I mean, I'll bring a couple from different companies as well. Okay. Some are just trash.
Yeah.
I mean, they're awful. And these are literally figurines. They are beautiful. They're hand-painted, each one.
Oh, wow.
It's tremendous good stuff. So.
I had a Derek Lewis, the Christmas ornament one, hanging from the rearview mirror of my Jeep, so I'd have the doors off. Nobody ever would even consider stealing anything out of that truck. Like,
Derek's going to come.
Derek Lewis is like a figurine. This guy must be a badass.
He made ornaments. So he would take the bobbleheads and then make miniature ornaments for Christmas trees and stuff.
Awesome. That is so cool.
That's so awesome. We'll have to get you some
best anti-theft device on the market.
Yeah, because they think Derek Lewis is driving around in a piece of garbage.
They just don't know. They just don't know.
What's up with you? What's going on with you? Any news on you? Any interest with you? On you? Near you? Around you?
Yeah. Yeah. I've probably heard from some teams. They got some veteran mini camps coming up, so. Probably go do a couple of those and, you know, just keep working out and get ready for the season.
So you've been in contact with Rob Gronkowski, I understand, and you're waiting your time. Smart move. We were out there today with the heat, and it's a good move to wait.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. You know, I just want to, you know, find a good situation.
Sure.
A good home.
Big weekend UFC.
Yeah.
One of the greatest.
Teixeira.
Teixeira, which, you know, I like him.
Good story.
It's a great story.
Yeah.
But is that saying the lack of the division just as much? I mean, it's a great story, but let's be honest.
Now you see why John Jones left.
Why?
He was bored.
Yeah. Well, it's okay to be bored. Just keep winning. Keep making and setting that legacy. You don't have to leave.
But, I mean, for him, he couldn't have done any more in that division to make his legacy any greater.
Correct.
If he goes and wins the heavyweight championship now.
No, that's for sure.
There's no question about it anymore.
Yep.
Well, and that's the whole
thing
about.
Until the next guy wins the two fights.
Right. Well, and I was going to say that's what sets DC up is the fact that he has won them at both.
Yeah.
Yes,
but
John.
DC and John are two different.
Oh, of course.
In my view.
Well, I agree with you. But I don't think John needs to win the heavyweight title to stay above DC, who has won both.
No. It's one of those things where it's like. Yeah, Bill Russell has 11 championships, but Michael Jordan's a better basketball player. You know what I mean? And so it's like one of those things where it's weird because it's not just stats and numbers. That also helps. You know, you have to go out there and win and, like, be undefeated or whatever it is, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, it's like the eye test. And, you know, like, how great are you? How polarizing are you? And people love to watch you play watch you fight. You know, that's I think what the knock on Khabib was, is one, he had so few title defenses, even though they're spectacular, but so few, and he really was not that fun to watch up until his last four or five fights.
That's GSP too.
Yeah, even Kamaru just became fun to watch.
Right.
probably like around the time when he defended it the second time. But before, people were like, oh, he's boring. He was kind of going the what's the guy who been the number one contender, but nobody wants to fight? Leon Edwards.
Mm-hmm.
Like Leon.
Right.
Leon wins. He's on a 10-fight win streak, but he's like, he's boring.
Right.
And so people are just kind of like, ah, I don't really want to see him fight for titles. Fights aren't exciting.
Right.
And so it's.
Well, and that's the way I always thought of GSP, honestly.
Yeah.
You know, really, other than the Bisping fight.
Yeah.
Give me one. Tell me one. They were awful.
Mm-hmm.
Nick Diaz laying down on him. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think John Jones will fight soon.
Yeah.
I hope he does. I'm looking forward to it. Him against Ngannou.
And it's one of those things where it's like, even though he's not a spring chicken, he's not young, he's had so much time off in between. 1 year suspension, 2 years
right.
off, this, that, and other. He's probably still got a lot left in the tank, and I'm interested to see him go out there and fight. And
the other fight this weekend is the Joanna fight.
Yeah.
You know, which is one of the greatest female fights. And I hate saying female fights. It's one of the greatest fights.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, when
she
I...
She had the big old lumps on her.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That
yep.
was crazy.
You know, I think I told you off the air, but I was just asked to be part of the BKFC rankings. And I'm going to shock some people, you know, because I already know of some things that I want to do.
Where am I going to be? What number did I get?
Non-existent.
Oh.
But
I got my own category. See that?
The undecided category. The female champion, Christina, was it Ferreira?
Ferreira, yeah.
Expect to see her, at least on my list, in high up on the pound-for-pound list.
Oh.
You know, male, female, I don't care.
What about Steve? Steve's undefeated bare-knuckle fighter.
I want to see the two of you bare-knuckle.
Wow. Well, you'd have to pay
so
for that.
So you want to combine the male and female pound-for-pound?
Why not?
I like it.
I don't think that's fair.
Oh. Fair to who?
I don't think they don't fight each other.
Well, a heavyweight's not fighting, a male heavyweight's not fighting a male middleweight.
Fair enough.
Because speaking of pound for pound, right? you would have Shevchenko, who is fighting on the co-main
event. Yeah,
she's
the co-main event this week.
She's awesome. Yeah,
she is pound for pound, like maybe one of the greatest athletes on the planet.
That, without a doubt.
And her dominance, and she's going to take on Santos in the co-main event Saturday. And it's crazy that the Johanna fight against Zhang is the lead up to that. So this is a stacked card.
It is.
And then the canceled fight was Whitaker versus Vettori.
Right.
And that was going to be a banger. So
where would you put on your pound for pound list? Would you put Amanda on it? And if so, where?
Nunez?
Yeah.
For sure.
People are saying, and I know that I think I told you the disagreement that I had with Gerald McCoy, and we talked about it. And, you know, when people still had her listed above Juliana right after the fight,
mm-hmm.
you know, and again, I think they need to fight again and all that kind of stuff.
For sure.
But I would still put Amanda on a pound for pound list.
I think Rousey's up there pound for pound. I mean, you know.
In WWE, maybe.
No, I mean, look, her dominance and what she did when she came
tired
in.
That you can't be on the pound for pound list.
Yeah. I'm not talking all
current?
Time.
You have to be current?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were talking all time.
So somebody put up, and I forget who it was. I'm sure it was from that awful four-letter company, Mount Rushmore. Their four Mount Rushmore. I think it was five. Mm-hmm. And my comment, and I'm curious what your opinion is because I don't care about his. I said anybody who does a Mount Rushmore without Michael Phelps has no credibility.
Mount Rushmore of what?
Greatest athletes of all time.
Oh, ooh. Definitely.
And he was not on this. And I don't care who you make, 1, 2, 3, 4. I don't care who
there's,
you put.
There's automatic two.
But was he the really? Greatest Olympian of all time?
No, he was one of the greatest athletes of all
but
time.
But was he the greatest Olympian?
Yeah.
I mean, it's Simone Biles that beat him in a number of medals, right? Like, does she have the record?
I don't think so.
Wasn't the dude that turned a girl, Caitlyn Jenner? Like, wasn't that the greatest man of all time?
No, that's back when people...
He did the decathlon. That's the hardest sport in all the Olympics.
That's cool. But yeah, they wouldn't qualify for the events now.
The individual events.
Yeah, they wouldn't
right.
qualify.
Right. No, for sure. Michael Phelps is one of the greatest athletes of all time.
Michael Phelps and Usain Bolt are two of the spots. And then same. You can fight about whoever else.
So what do Usain Bolt and I have in common?
Nothing.
Both GQ Magazine Elite Athlete of the Year 2016. He was, I think, February. I was April.
GQ?
GQ Magazine.
He was not on GQ.
Put whatever you want on it. Put it on.
Caleb, I love you.
I'll prove
it.
Don't do it.
Don't do it.
Don't do it. You can lose your money. You have to get your Uber back home. Gas is too expensive.
I don't know who he paid or how he got it done, but he
GQ.
Is.
Wow.
GQ Magazine yeah. Elite Athlete of the Year.
So I want to say
JJ Watt.
This list had Babe Ruth, had Michael Jordan.
See, no.
It had the Williams sister. I don't remember the other two.
I don't like the – I understand, like –
Babe Ruth?
Are we putting Nadal there for winning the 14th like Grand Slam?
Babe Ruth is not on a Mount Rushmore of greatest athletes.
Well, Rafael Nadal just like, crushing it this weekend.
Look at like French Open. Babe Ruth is not on there.
No. Well, he was on theirs, but no.
Look at his body. One.
Well, no, it's not the body. It's just
playing back when it was segregated, which has to be held against you because you weren't playing the best of the best. You were playing.
That's a valid point. That's a valid point. That's a valid point.
If you have stats when it was segregated sports.
Before African American athletes got to play,
you were great in that area, but you're not in this area.
Man, I definitely
because you're cutting off half of the competition.
I've never heard that in a sports.
Half the competition is gone.
Right, right.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So it's like, no, I don't count those stats.
I want to thank everybody for tuning in. I want to thank Matt for finally shutting up. Caleb, all good stuff. I'm still waiting to go to the restaurant, so let us know.
We will.
I'm calling all my Nigerian friends to find out, all three of them, you know, what I do need to eat and what I don't need to eat. Our YouTube, we blew right through the YouTube segment, so we'll do that next week where Steve is going to explain what YouTube channel. We're getting ready to blow this thing up. It's going to be a lot of fun. So until next week, this has been Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. See everybody next week.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? Staff Zone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, Staff Zone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.